another exciting season of Behind Space Cast, which is the official podcast of BehindSpaceMusic.com. I'm your host, Jeffrey Jackson, alongside my other host,
Aaron Salazar. What's going on?
The show's other host, not my other host.
I'm your host.
Well, you're my host, and I am your guest today because we're doing this podcast straight from Aaron Salazar Studios.
Sure, why not?
Located on the beach, right by the beach. And we're starting season three, finally. And we're back from what could be called the worst episode of Behind Spacecast
ever. Or the best?
Or the best.
Well, I thought of it as more of a... Like, what we're doing right now is a reboot. We blew up the podcast, and then we're starting anew.
Right you are. Man, yeah, it was an exciting episode. Now, what we're talking about is the last episode, which was the season finale of season two. So, we're starting anew. This is, what, 3.1 or 3.0. I don't know. Is this a pilot episode?
No, the way I did it was 3.1, 2.1, 1.1. So, you know, I'm trying to like section it off like a TV show, like 9 episode seasons. The first one was like 5 episodes, which is like a British TV season, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a little bit of carryover, some overarching stuff, some seg only for the season, whatever.
We're like a British show that's been Americanized because British shows only go for like 1 or 2 seasons usually.
Yeah. So they call them what, mini series or whatever.
Yeah. So we're extended versions. That's usually the always, but
we're we're American reimagining.
Yeah. Exactly. But we'll get right into music news, which is, shit, we got a lot of stuff going on music-wise. BehindSpaceMusic.com is where you can find all the music. You can listen to albums 1 through 2.
Mm-hmm. 1 through 2 plus some bonus ones sprinkled in there.
Yeah, there's some bonus songs in there, and probably some stuff in there that's, some beats from the new stuff, right?
Yes.
I know there's some on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm writing the lyrics, the music. Aaron's done the bulk of the work so far, so now I'm coming in and doing the lyric writing and the...
And don't sell yourself short. You do just as much as me when it comes to the music.
Well, I'll come in and do... You do the backbone of it all, really, which is laying out the groundwork. Work. And then I'll come in and kind of slice and dice and put the pieces together. And that's kind of the process. And that's where we're at right now is we're getting to the point of where the songs are taking shape and they have structure, at least. Our structures this time around are a little different, though.
Yeah.
They're, in my opinion, a little bit more artistic. And
there's more, I mean, you're saying how they're coming together. I also think like the themes are coming together. Like the whole album has its own like little backbone from song to song in my eyes too.
Yeah. Well, when we were talking about progression before the podcast and how it sounds like us.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think that personally we do, not to toot my own horn or
whatever,
or honk my own whistle. But, I think that we do a good job of progressing the music to where it's moving up to the next level and it still has that old feel of our music, but it's very progressive and has a different vibe to it all.
Yeah. Sounds different, but same at the same time, I guess.
And it's a fun process, too. Yeah. I'm enjoying the lyric writing right now. It seems like the lyrics are coming out to be pretty much about... like 2 or 3 different subjects, and those are the way that I write is I like to have it be a little bit more open to interpretation. So I'll give you a subject and then you can decide. Not going to be Fox News and say that I'm got my opinions in there as much, but I like to bring up thinking points, if anything.
Talking points. That's a Bill O'Reilly thing.
Well, I'm definitely not. I don't think I'm as opinionated as O'Reilly. Well, so
yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah, just don't single out just those guys.
There's but only, there is some government talk in there, and there's some. The subjects that I don't write about for the most part are like love. I'm not I'm not the sappy love writer.
Yeah, well, every love song has pretty much been written.
I'm probably like your classic. I'm a mix between like goth and emo. But it's all usually like more dark and sound. It's the music itself has a dark quality to it, but the lyrics are usually somewhat uplifting.
Yeah, well, like you said, you're open for interpretation, so more abstract.
Yeah.
Love songs for the most part are more direct. Like, this is what I like about you, this is what I want from you, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I'm not writing a country song. I'm not just, like, straight up telling a story and or straight up telling you how I feel about something. It's more, open to interpretation. You're going to be able to listen to it, and it hopefully will inspire thought within you or inspire something within you that'll make you want to do something.
Ignite the revolution.
Yeah, yeah, well, and I think that, you know, as much as people want to say that music doesn't influence people to do things, I think it does. I don't think it could be blamed for things, but I think it, you know.
Yeah, it's,
it goes back to the whole Marilyn Manson, you know,
it doesn't stories hurt. They didn't make him do it, but it didn't hurt or it didn't help or whatever.
I don't know. Well, I just think that music is a great release and you're able to go into that world, but it may not be the best thing for you if you're sick because you've been eating too much sugar. The best thing for you to do is not go. Red alert.
Oh, technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties at the Aaron Salazar Studios. Apparently some drunk guys at the control of the ship.
I'm not drunk yet.
No, what I was saying before we were rudely interrupted by technology was that too much of a good thing is not always good. Yes. More or less, that's what I was getting at, is that I don't think you can blame music for the actions that people take as much as I don't think that it helps a situation.
Well, I think of it, someone says it ignites something, but I think of it more as water on a plant. It's putting water on a seed that's there already. That's already pre-made to do, like if you put a sunflower seed in the ground and you put water on it, it's going to grow into a fucking sunflower.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot of reasons why people do fucked up shit. Yeah. And I think that all those different circumstances lead them to do that fucked up shit.
It's all about how people interpret it. I mean, not to go down a stupid path, but people interpret fucking holy shit bad all the time, and they do fucked up shit. Same exact thing with music.
That's a
books,
great point.
Movies, whatever.
That's it's a great point, and I think we should burn all the gays.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, they hate them.
So, we're pretty much our music is definitely open to interpretation. We really like the. We really like to just do something different and use all of our different influences to make something that's original.
Yeah.
And that's enough talking about us, because we've got a lot more show to get to.
Okay.
Unless you got something to say about the music, dude.
Well, I mean, your last point about influences that we bring into it, at least from my thing, I listen to what I listen to, but I don't really bring that into what I do musically. I kind of have that in the back of my brain, so that kind of affects me subconsciously. Like, I don't listen to a lot of stuff, the genre that we make of, but I just kind of think of the mood or, like, the energy of stuff. I don't really think of, like, oh, I want to make a song like this, or like this artist made, I want to do it like this. Like, that's at least how I bring my influences in. It's more of a time thing.
All right, well, maybe I misspoke, or maybe my definition of that is
I didn't mean to sound like you're stepping on your shit or nothing.
No, but what I was saying is just a little vague but that's exactly what I meant, is that we're inspired by just about anything in our lives.
Yeah.
just as a serial killer is inspired by all the fucking fucked up shit in their life, we use all the different things, positive and negative, that happen in our lives, and we push it into the music. And, you know, that includes influences far and wide. It doesn't matter from what. We like to talk about those influences on the show.
Exactly.
Which leads us to our next thing.
All right.
Which is currents. And, all right.
Would you like to start off?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's really, in my opinion, there's not a whole shitload going on. There's a fucking war out there, and
war for
there's
a bunch of the war for your soul.
There's a bunch of politics. There's a bunch of stuff that gets really touchy when we talk about.
Hey, dude, have you seen the new Tumblr? It's called Ron Paul Swanson. No. It's pictures of Ron Paul with Ron Swanson coats on top of it.
Oh man,
it is fucking beautiful.
That's like awesome.
Two most famous libertarians, and then just mash them together. It's great.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, actually,
Ron Paul.
I would probably vote Ron Swanson.
Yeah, dude, he's pretty cool. Libertarians are cool. You heard it here first, kids.
I don't know, but when it gets into politics and stuff, because we're coming up on that season.
Yeah, it's gonna get goddamn ridiculous pretty soon.
It's the new year, and already you can feel it growing.
Yeah, and then this is when our country starts tearing each other's throats out.
Which
fucking stupid.
Which I do want to update the listeners. If you have heard us talking about it previously, maybe we should set a date now or right after the show. But we are going down to Occupy. And we behind space is going to occupy.
Yeah.
We're going to occupy squared.
You want to go down on Sunday?
We can do Sunday.
Let's do Sunday, man.
Well, I don't know what the best day is, but let's do a little bit of research on it.
Okay.
Find out when the best day to go down to occupy is. And we're going to treat it seriously. We're going to go out there.
Straight up. We'll prepare and shit.
We're not going to just go pick out some kooks to talk on the show.
No, and we're not going to not going to bamboozle them like, "Oh, yeah," and kind of like
I want to represent the movement for what it is. Let's go down there like, you know, totally open to whatever they're doing.
Well, I think also we got to ask open-ended questions.
I really don't know a lot about what's
exactly
going
that's
on.
What I'm talking about. But if you like asking a closed-ended question, like "What do you think about this, Lamb?"
Yeah.
But it's like open-ended questions, like "How do you think we've got here?" It's kind of open. It's kind of like you were saying before, open for interpretation. Let them kind of.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to bring our politics into it.
Nah, why not? Why would we do that?
That's what I was, you know, kind of getting at, is that election season is coming up and we will be talking a lot about the elections and shit.
We are?
Well, it's going to be inevitable, dude.
That's true.
And so I just want to make sure that all of the listeners know that, like, we're not going to ever be preachy or have full sections on.
And if we're still around at that time, I will say who I voted for
On
every single one.
That's pretty bold.
On every single council person, I'll write everything down.
Will you say who you voted for? What was it? Not last election, but the election before that?
Okay, last election was Ron Paul.
All right. What about the one before that?
Mickey Mouse. I couldn't pull myself to vote for the other clowns. That's free.
I love that story.
That's the fucking freedom of speech, motherfuckers. That's the freaking freedom that this country sometimes gives us.
This guy wrote in Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. I love it. I think it's a good story.
That's pretty cool. I like it. And actually, I've only voted for like two people straight up. I voted for Ron Paul straight up last year, and I voted for Arnold whenever he ran, just for the shits and giggles.
You did?
Yeah.
Oof.
It's fucking Terminator, man.
It's one of those things that I don't know if I would even disclose if I voted for him or not, you know?
Like, I mean, hindsight, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, is embarrassment. If
but, like, the
you didn't necessarily do a great
the,
job.
The Yahoo that was before him, I don't remember the name. I don't even know what party was at. But I couldn't stand that guy, so it was kind of like, whatever. It's fucking Terminator.
That's why I like to talk about stuff on the show that I'm somewhat educated on, and that's why if we're going to talk about politics, I'd rather it be an educational experience for everybody, you know, just have somebody tell us their opinion at least, and we can form our own around that.
Yeah.
Just because I think when it comes down to politics, you could talk forever about your belief system, you know what I mean? It's like religion.
Yeah, well,
it's all pointless.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on, like you're saying, like politics or your moral whatever the hell. But it's also different with religion. Like, I can't really talk about religion too much because, fuck, I don't know much about
some. Well, depending on your beliefs.
But if I'm talking about what I believe in, that's cool. But if I'm talking about, I'm talking about your religion, you're specific, you go to some church, your mosque, whatever. Like, I'm not really down to, like, oh, you're wrong. I'm not, like, some fucking atheist.
Yeah, well, I I love to even listen to people who are wrong. I don't know if it was you I was telling the other day, but I really, and this is going to probably sound a little weird on the podcast, but I love to go and watch, like, this is going to sound terrible. To go watch racist videos on, like, YouTube and
stuff like that. Oh, those are hilarious.
Because the guys, it's the same outlines of the conspiracy videos that you see on there. But they form it to being about black people or gay people or any Jews or whatever. And I definitely, for the record, I do not believe in any of that crap. I'm not racist. I just think it's really funny to watch somebody who's so passionate about something that's so...
Yeah, well, I mean...
Such bullshit.
Yeah, well, they... Kind of like the dovetail against the conspiracy thing, because sometimes when I'm bored, I go watch an Alex Jones video just for shits and giggles, because it makes me laugh. But
it's fear mongering at its finest.
Exactly. But at the not at the same time, but what you can do is, like, you can make a video and you can put any little points together to make your point and make it sound feasible. You can watch Fahrenheit 9/11 about the same thing but going against each other. You watch both of those videos and you'll come out after each video individually like, that guy was fucking right. And, I mean, so you don't know what the truth is. It's all about point of view and how you string together coincidences.
Yeah, I watch a lot of documentaries, and you come to find after watching a certain amount that most of them are very opinionated.
Yeah.
Especially when you see a documentary on the same place or the same subject more than once, like you're talking about. And you really realize that, like, oh, they're injecting their own opinions here.
Well, you also learn after a while, you start picking out what is... It's kind of the same thing with watching the news. You got to pick out what is the little morsels of fact or the overlap between the two other ones. And you kind of form your own opinion or your own facts from there.
Yeah, well, we've talked about that too. Like, I think on the podcast, that's a big thing that we support, is going out and finding your own news and forming your own opinion on news. It's be an individual, people. What the fuck?
Think for yourself.
God damn it.
God, stop being so sheep and robots.
All right, let's stop talking about negative government bullshit now that we've talked about
it. Nah, it's the shotgun method, man. You just got to throw it, put your brain on the wall and see what comes back.
We're not good with sayings, dude.
All the good sayings are taken.
If somebody is out there that has a recording of most of these episodes, send us a,
If you have a recording of these episodes, God help you.
Yeah, well, but make edit together all of our wrong sayings and send them to us.
Well, you know what I like to do? I whenever people ask me what religion I am, I say I'm a fucking polytheist. Like, I worship Zeus and shit.
What do you usually get for that? What do people say?
They kind of like lol and nothing. Or they kind of laugh at it because they're atheists. But, you know, it's cool.
And for all the kids out there, that was L-U-L, not L-O-L.
Lol. Lol.
People, I don't think kids really understand that that's a word anymore.
Oh, of course they do. That's all they talk with now. Lol, well, raffle.
I'm saying that they don't understand the meanings of some words.
I don't even know all those freaking, what do they call it, acronyms? Yeah. I don't even know what half of them mean.
Yeah, like, we established that in season one.
LMAO. I don't know what the fuck that means. SML. What the fuck? I see that shit all the time on Facebook. It's fucking stupid.
I could care less. I think that's...
Oops.
Aaron's always breaking stuff on the podcast.
I gotta go under the couch after we're done.
What was that?
It was a mic thing. Don't worry about it.
So, here at Aaron's studios... The computers are malfunctioning and the mics are literally falling apart as we do the podcast.
Yes.
All right, you have any other currents that you want to talk about?
I read these two news stories that were pretty funny. The stories themselves aren't funny. What?
Did they happen recently?
Yeah, like within the last week. They're not exact. The stories aren't actually funny, but the headlines are funny.
All right.
The first one just happened yesterday. This guy, the headline is, man tries to shoot mouse, misses, hits roommate, cops come, find girl chained in a basement. In itself, it's not funny, but the guy tried to shoot a mouse, and he accidentally shoot his roommate, and then the cops came, yeah. and they found a fucking kid in there.
I did hear this.
Yeah, I mean...
Now, did you hear... Did you read the article?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so did you... The funniest part is not mentioned in the headline, but that is a hilarious headline.
We should say that's not exactly hilarious.
It's pretty fucking
funny. The mouse part is what's hilarious.
You gotta wonder what trailer park this was in.
Oh, it's a classic game. It's a... Florida or Germany or Florida or Ohio? I'm guessing Florida.
Yeah. I don't know. This is totally uneducated. I did hear this from another source, but I heard that there was one of the roommates didn't even wake up until the cops got there.
Oh, I didn't read
like
that.
Like, the cops woke him up.
Oh.
This is... Yeah, I don't know, man. You gotta think about waking up and into that world. Going to sleep and then waking up, finding out your roommates have people locked up and
yeah.
one has shot the other or tried to. Or
they try to hit a rat, which is pretty funny to begin with. They did that in The Wire once.
Did they?
They told the story. They didn't show it, but they told the story about it. What was it? I think it was Bunk. He's like, I found a rat and the wife was screaming. So I fucking, and McNulty was asking, so what'd you do? He's like, I lit him up.
Oh yeah, it was like, that's I think right.
First,
they were at the
second...
train track.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like first or second season.
I totally remember that.
Oh yeah, that's one of those. That's on Star Wars level. I can fucking sing along to that fucking show.
Oh, man, The Wire is the shit. So what's the other?
Oh, the other story is. All right, I'm gonna try to do this headline verbatim. Man ODs from eating cocaine out of brother's butt. I think that's the straight. I don't. My internet's out.
What?
So I can't look it up. Yeah.
Tell me you read that article.
Yeah, I read that one. All right, so these guys, I think it's in Florida, but don't quote me.
I think now anything that... I think Florida just made it onto your shit
yeah,
list.
Yeah, the top of Florida, not the bottom of Florida.
That's where Mario Lopez lives.
Yeah, and he's from San Diego.
I was making it.
Oh, mind. Okay, it's cool. Anyways, yeah, okay, so these two brothers get pulled over, and, you know what do? You try to hide the drugs. Or you pull Super Troopers and you eat it. And the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Okay.
So like that. So the guy, for some reason, he sticks the coke up his butt. And then the cop leaves, wah, wah, wah. And then the brother's like, I gotta get it out. And he tries to get it out of his brother's ass. And he fucking eats all the coke. And then he ODs.
Okay. All right.
So.
It sounds a lot worse than it actually is.
Yeah, he didn't die from the ass. He died from the coke.
Well, and he wasn't literally eating it out of his ass.
Maybe he was like shuffling, like he was like kind of like clawing it out.
I was thinking like bobbing for apples.
Oh, no. Like he was
bobbing for
tossing the Coke salad.
Coke rocks.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that's my contribution to news.
That's your contribution to currents?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, season three for you guys.
Well, I did say that I wanted to inject a new section into the podcast, and that section is our star section where we talk about celebrity sightings, meetings. Aaron has a great story that's a few podcasts back about some celebrities calling him names.
Yeah, he called me an asshole, or what did he say? Oh, no, he just told me to shut the fuck up.
So go back and listen to that. It was probably a good episode.
2.4.
So, yeah, there's a lot of celebrities, and we don't know many of them, but since we live in San Diego...
We are celebrities.
Go back and forth from L.A. to here, we do see them a lot, so we're adding in this little section. It's going to be right after the currents, because it's, you know, should be up to date at least, and if it's not, then it's news to you. Mm. And this piece may or may not be news to Aaron, but... Our old roommate, and this is going to get a little deep, but we actually have a celebrity that used to stay with us in our old house, and Aaron may or may not know about this, but we were living in Rancho Bernardo for a while together when we had a place, and my girlfriend and I had a room, Aaron had a room there, and then my girlfriend's cousin had a room there. Well, over time, my girlfriend's cousin... got a girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
who ended up moving into the place.
That was fun.
Then she brought over her kids, yeah, which were two? Were there two or three kids?
Two kids. They were fun in a not fun way.
You can imagine this is a smaller apartment. It's a 3-bedroom apartment, but it's not huge.
Yeah,
definitely not big enough for that many people. But then at one point she brought over, what was she? I think it was her nephew?
Yes, nephew.
And what was his name again?
Oh, you remember? Shit. It was a while your guess back. Is as good as mine.
It was a while back, man.
You, from what I remember, he was an all right kid.
He was a cool kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, turns out he's a celebrity.
What?
Yeah, and I had no idea, but my girlfriend, Christina, who was on the podcast last season and who? Will never be mentioned again from now on.
I have no idea here what on you're out, talking about.
She, not that we broke up, but just because we don't mention her on the podcast much.
We broke up with her podcast-wise.
She's not a listener, so we spite her.
Yeah.
Send your hate mail to
drop duper email out there. Come on, do it.
No way. God, I wish I could think of his name. For some reason, I'm skipping on his name right now.
Not Juan. That was the other kid.
No.
I have no clue. Whatever. Finish
Jacob.
Your story.
Jacob. Was Jacob. His name.
There you go.
And he was a cool kid. I think he was like 17 or 18 when he was hanging with us. So yeah. He was introduced to a whole new world with us.
Yeah.
And we kind of let him get away with stuff that he probably shouldn't get away with.
Nope.
But we're bad influences, and that's the way we are. And apparently our bad influence just continued on after he left our house. Because after staying with us, you may or may not remember the news story that happened, I don't know, half a year ago, but we did talk about it on the podcast. There was a college kid, Jacob, his name was, who robbed a convenience store dressed as Gumby.
Oh, that was him?
That
oh,
was
shit.
Jacob, man.
Fuck.
So it was actually a person that we knew, and it was his friend that was in the car. What
Holy
it,
shit.
The real story, and you heard it here first, folks, is that he was out and they were dressed up and he thought it'd be funny to walk into a place and just he was just fucking around. It was just it that's why he got off without getting in any trouble.
Yeah.
It was a stupid college prank. He went in there joking around. It got, you know, confused as a robbery, and then there was a thousand other stories about him having a gun, reaching for a gun,
yeah,
dropping change. And I guess he did drop change at one point, but I don't know. It would be great if we could get him on the show.
Oh my god!
To tell that story, so that may be a possibility in the future.
That was him. Holy shit!
But that's my celebrity story for the week, and yeah.
Well, you
heard it here first.
Oh, okay, guys. Let me try to top that. I sat next to.
Oh, you got one?
I sat next to Marshall Faulk, a couple last week after at work.
Who's that?
Okay, he's an NFL Network commentator. He was a like Hall of Fame running back. Really short, really dark, freaking Flavor Flav dark.
Are you trying to thin our listeners out,
dude? I'm not racist. Shit, dude, I got like 5 black friends.
That's the most white thing to say ever.
That's why
I know black people.
Yeah, dude, it's cool. I mean, they're all right. Let's see. Yeah, a couple of Chargers come into the store every once in a while.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Subscribe to Skynet, those Chargers.
Yeah, they do it. The owner of the Chargers is apparently a big proprietor of Skynet.
Well, it's the end of the world. And
yeah.
So, but yeah, cool. I think that celebrity piece is going to be good for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna search him out.
And make sure you throw that up as like a little hashtag on the Twitter when you post this episode.
Celebrity stories.
Yeah.
Hashtag. Okay. I'll see if Gumby or Marshall Faulk has a Twitter account.
I know there's video out there.
I think I've seen that.
We'll link to a video of it because it's pretty funny to watch Gumby walk in and you know. What looks like he's trying
to rob the store.
Oh,
that reminds me of like the old SNL sketch with Eddie Murphy as Gumby. He was like the ghetto Gumby.
Yeah.
Shut up!
I remember that. Classic SNL.
Yeah.
Shit. All right, so movies, TV, music, video games, entertainment. any good strip clubs, restaurants,
all good strip clubs,
anything you can think of, man. What's going down? Here.
All right,
what's your inspiration?
I went on a Netflix kick for a while, actually, because I usually don't. And I watched a horrible movie just for pure masochism.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
What is that?
Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman.
Is that kind of newer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I watched it out of pure sense to see Natalie Portman in her underwear.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, I do remember that. Is that the one where on the commercial she was in her underwear?
Exactly, yeah.
See, that...
I watched the whole, and I say, all right, I'm going to see her in, like, not a lot of clothes. It's going to be a, you know, that's worth it. Because it's Netflix, and it's, you know, semi-free. I watched the whole hour and 45 minutes, and I was transfixed the whole time, and it was a horrible movie.
Really?
Yeah, Ludacris was in it. And he was actually not that bad. He was doing the black, you know, the black comedy thing. Look at, yeah, hey, what up, dude? All that
comic
stuff.
Comic relief.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's Ashton Kutcher, so the bar is set pretty in the middle.
Yeah, I like that 70s show. That's all. Oh, actually, I like that Butterfly Effect movie you came out with. That was
yeah,
that
was all right.
I'm trying to think of anything else. I'm not much for those like rom-coms.
Yeah, I do. Neither am I, but I still watched it, the whole thing. I can't understand. Like, after I got done with it, I went outside and smoked a cigarette. I was thinking to myself, what the fuck did I just do?
What have I done?
Like, I could have watched like a good movie on Netflix, but I didn't.
There's plenty of good ones on
there.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Let's see.
It's baffling,
man. Let's go back to good movies for a second. Okay, let's transition up. I saw Immortals. Greek myth action movie.
Okay.
Just came out in
the
theaters.
I don't really remember that. Oh, it's in theaters.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all right. It was very artistic. That was like a painting.
Okay.
The director has a very great visual style.
Is it epic and big?
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah, the action scenes were fucking ridiculous. You know, really stylized, slow motion. You know, the 300... kind of 300 thing.
CG?
A lot of it is. And there's like we were talking about earlier, like the big big monsters and stuff like that. All the dudes have their shirts off and their shaved chests and all that stuff.
I was not talking about dudes with shaved chests.
Yeah, you were.
For the record, I was not talking about that earlier.
I read between the lines.
We were talking about weird shit in war movies.
Yeah. Well, I was bringing back to 300 and what's the other one?
The one that we were talking about earlier was that Mel Gibson movie.
Oh, Braveheart. Yeah. But they didn't have that. But yeah, so it was good. The story had its own, you know, the dialogue was kind of wooden, but the movie was beautiful to look at.
All
right. I would give it a solid B.
It kept your attention, though?
Yeah, but I'm a sucker for Greek myth and action, so, you know, it's different strokes for different folks kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I also saw a movie I did like totally was Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
You did or didn't like
it? I liked it.
Oh, okay.
It was, and it just came out on DVD. I rented it. Really good. You know, it's Monkey Revolution.
I really want to see it. I heard it's a whole new start to like
the story. It's a reboot, reimagining, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Prequel.
Well, because it wasn't. I don't know.
One of the movies in the 70s technically went back to that time.
They explained it, right?
Exactly. So this is kind of a reboot, I guess you can call it.
Okay.
But Caesar was the name of the ape they put in the original movies. Because the original movies were great back in the, you know, Charlton Heston and all
that.
Yeah. But it was a good movie.
I'm interested to see that one.
It was very... The CG was kind of weird where the monkeys, you know, they did Gollum and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Where they had, like, the motion capture suits.
The same guy, right?
And they did... all the monkeys were like that. So they had all the facial and all the movements. So it was really cool. And
I wanted to see it in theaters, to be honest, but I just never made it out.
Yeah. It was good action. I mean, all the action was back-ended, so the first, you know, half of the movie was all... you know, story.
The only negative thing that I heard about it, and this may be a little spoiler.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Spoiler alert, but was that it wasn't necessarily Rise of the Planet of the Apes, so the long ass fucking title wasn't necessary. It was really just like Rise of the Apes because they only took over one continent.
Well, thing is that what I know what you're talking
or
about.
Like,
Rise of the Apes for a long time. Then the studio made them change it to Rise of the Planet of the Apes because people wouldn't know that Planet of the Apes was associated, where they people stupid people wouldn't know that Planet of the Apes was actually the prequel. Because they just that's the way the studios operate now. They need their name recognition.
Well, they made it into the books as one of the only movies that has of the in it twice.
Right, yeah.
In the title.
It's kind of weird. But it was a good movie. I mean, James Franco, for all he's not done good, he did good in this movie.
I like James Franco.
What's her fate? Oh, and the chick that was in that movie was the same chick that was in Immortals.
Okay.
Synergy, and she's very good looking.
Ah, so you've got a crush, and you're following her IMDb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Google image search.
You're stalking via movie, mm-hmm. via Netflix.
I'd never seen Slumdog Millionaire, so she does.
Oh, is it that same girl from that?
Yeah.
All right, I know who you're talking about, but I haven't seen either.
Slumdog is not my. I'm guessing.
I haven't seen
my
any couple. Of those movies, so. Yeah. But I saw a few movies. I saw Before Christmas. I don't know if I mentioned this on any of the podcasts. I don't think I did. But right before Christmas, I saw Die Hard for the very first time.
Yeah.
And I've never seen any of the Die Hard movies. I'm going to start going back and watching some of these classic action movies that I missed when I was younger, because any action movie that comes out lately, I'm not too impressed with. But these ones are true to what...
That's a good place to start.
Yeah, I mean, and it was a Christmas movie, and so I was like, I'm going to watch this. And I enjoyed it a lot, man. I think I might even go back and watch it again.
Cause great movie.
It moved real smooth, and I don't know. Netflix is suggesting that I watch number two, but I wanted to ask you, because you must have seen them, right?
Yeah. Die Hard 1 is very... It's good. All the Die Hard
one was great.
Die Hard, all the Die Hards really, except for four.
Half the reason one was so good was because of the villain in that.
Yeah, he's so quotable, and Alan Rickman is like, now I have a machine gun. Ho ho ho!
Very good, Mr. McLean.
Yeah, that movie's great. Very quotable. Very funny.
Yeah, man. It actually had a lot of comic relief through the whole thing.
Yeah. And Die Hard 2 was a step down, but still good.
Yeah.
They try to stuff a lot in there.
Do they try to do the same thing that every sequel does? Just have, like, the same scenes from the first one?
No, not at all. I mean, wait a minute. Let me think real quick, because I haven't seen Die Hard 2 in a while. No, not really. They just expanded everything. They made it bigger. It wasn't a bad movie, but compared to the first Die Hard, I can understand why people would be disappointed, but I'd watch it anytime.
All right.
And
how many are there?
Four. In my mind.
Are they working on a new one, right?
Was it A Good Day to Die Hard?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, whatever you think of that name. So in my mind, the first one I saw ever was the third one. Die Hard with the Vengeance with Samuel Jackson. In my opinion, that's the best one.
Samuel L. Jackson, especially in those old movies, really fucking kicks ass.
He's
an awesome actor.
Dude, that was like one of the first big action R-rated movies I ever saw when I was a kid, because it came out in 95-ish.
Yeah.
The movie cracked me up every single time. It's on Netflix as well. You should, go through the progression, but...
Yeah, I'll watch them in order, because I wouldn't mind watching
because they're pretty segmented, where there's not a lot of overlap from movie to movie. There's little things... But they're not really too much crossover.
All right.
But like, and the fourth one was all right. I mean, I can understand why people... I saw it with our friend Mikey. I saw him with him in the theater up in Whittier. And he came... He was coming out of the theater like, that was shitty. I was like, yeah, it was, but it was good action. And you know
what that... What year did the fourth one come out?
Fuck. 04?
Okay.
But you know the Mac kid? The guy in the Mac commercials?
Not really.
Remember the Mac and PC guys?
Oh yeah.
The PC the Mac guy, the dude with the fucking haircut and the horse mouth.
Okay.
He was in Die Hard 4. He was in Die Hard 4 and he was like he was the comic relief, which is not exactly ideal. But he wasn't bad. Really? Kevin Smith was in it.
He's in 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a hacker.
Yeah, I heard he was in Die Hard. I didn't know if he was in the first one, second one, third one or what.
Yeah, 4. I mean, he had funny lines. He was playing a nerd thing. He was like, oh, you know, he did a Star Wars joke with John McClane, which is always a crowd pleaser.
Oh, well, that's, I don't know. I'll definitely continue on. I'd like to see the rest of them. But like I said, yeah, I'm going to stick with some of these old 80s action movies.
Dude,
but
yeah.
Have I've seen some stuff recently.
Well, I think Lethal Weapon's on the internet.
Yeah, well, I'll hit those up for sure. There's a lot of good old 80s Lethal movies Weapon. That I haven't seen.
Lethal Weapon 2 is my favorite. The South
I haven't seen any of those either, so I'll report on those when I see those.
Sweet.
Because I think... I don't know if those movies. I don't know. There's something about old action movies.
Oh, I watched Highlander.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Queen. The score from Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
We are the masters of the universe. You should do more singing on the album. We'll just sample that. I've seen a few other movies, but not anything that I'd like to bring up. And then I've
porn.
Seen.
Go ahead, just say it. Porn.
Well, no, but I've seen other stuff on Netflix, but it's TV, so that's the next thing I want to move.
Have you seen the new Netflix original show that's coming out in January?
What? No.
Yeah, dude.
What is it?
It's
a reality show.
No, it's not at all. It's not that bullshit. I can't remember the name for the life of me. I'll just tell you the plot. I just saw the trailer of it today. It's gangster. He testifies against his boss, and he gets witness protection. He requests to go down to Norway, or go up to Norway, actually. And then when he goes up to Norway, he's all bored and stuff, and he gets back into the life. So that's what the show's about, him starting his gangster lifestyle up in Norway.
Nice.
It's Steven Van Zandt. You know Bruce Springsteen, the guitarist for Bruce Springsteen?
He's an actor?
Yeah, he was in The Sopranos.
Oh. I don't know him, but
fucking Silvio Dante. No, nothing.
That's another thing. I'm guilty of not watching popular stuff, and the thing is like I'll wait years and then go back and watch the popular stuff and be like, hey, that was pretty good, and I'll tell people about it, and they'll be like, what the fuck.
I'll recommend it for The Sopranos. Don't watch the whole thing straight.
I don't like hype. That's
cherry pick episodes from The Sopranos. There's a lot of filler.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good show. I liked it overall, but there's a lot of episodes where just like draw it out for the seasons. It was like a 6-season show that could have been 3.5.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But there are some episodes of Sopranos that are literally just classics.
Well, Lost is one of those shows
that the same thing.
Should have been a first
cherry, season. You show. Can cherry pick the shit out of Lost for episodes.
Or too. Just not watch it.
That's whatever.
If I knew what Lost was going to be, I would have never watched
it. Dude, I don't get the blowback from Lost. I like
that. I was not impressed. I mean, like, it's not that I hated the series.
Are you talking about in general the ending?
I'm talking about the fact that the whole show made you want the ending, and then when the ending got there, it didn't deliver.
But that's half a byproduct of the show and half a byproduct of the audience.
I think that's a huge, you know, flaw with the writers, is that they wrote themselves into a corner. Yeah. Like the Heroes writers did too. Anyway, that's too much to get into right now. Like, I have more flick fessions.
Don't sue us. Don't sue us.
Well, but do you have any other TV that you saw? Have you seen any new TV?
No.
You know me, like, I'll blow through a full season.
I've been rewatching the shit out of Community the last couple of days.
Yeah, I just got
the DVDs, man. I picked the perfect episodes to watch back to back.
Do they have
commentary?
Special features and shit?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're funny.
How many commentary per
every season? Single episode.
No way.
Yeah.
See, you gotta love that. You gotta love a show that delivers for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And all the outtakes, every single CD has outtakes for every single episode. Deleted scenes, which are take them or leave them.
Yeah, yeah, it depends.
I
could do or do without deleted scenes. Sometimes they ruin shit for me.
Yeah, I got Louis for Christmas. I'm going to have to watch that.
You're going
to
have to let me borrow
that. I've watched the second season. I didn't watch the first season. So, but the thing is, that show it's one of those shows where you can literally jump in the middle and it's not going to matter.
Yeah,
because like what they do is for the same characters, they change actors. They don't even care. They just pick. There's little stories. There's no overarching nothing.
Nice. Did you? So you're talking about like the whole Roseanne situation where like they swap out the daughter Don't say anything about it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But that wasn't a thing is, Louis doesn't do it as a byproduct of money or commerce. He does it in a byproduct of pure actor. Like, the actors did a better job in the casting thing, or they totally, you know, lost the other person or whatever.
Yeah, well, that guy's super talented.
He's hilarious.
I've watched a lot of TV. I've been watching a lot of geeky TV. And so I've been watching, like, lots of Discovery Channel stuff on Netflix, because they just put a bunch of new stuff up there.
They got a lot of space stuff up there.
That's what I've been watching.
Yeah!
Man. That's the stuff, and I've gone through all of it.
How the universe was made, that stuff.
I've actually, the first one that I watched was called Into the Universe with Stephen Hawking.
Oh, I saw that a while back.
It's three episodes.
Yeah.
And they're really, really good.
I'm trying to think which one I saw. I saw the time travel one.
Yeah, there's...
That's freaking tits.
It's really, really good, and he's a crazy writer, you know? Because they have somebody else doing his voice.
Yeah, some British guy. It's pretty good.
But that's a definite watch, because it'll really humble you and make you feel small, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, I watched How the Universe Works, which is a miniseries that was on Discovery. And it's good. It's got, like, Michio Kaku and, you know, like, the Asian dude with the...
Yeah, the gray hair. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
In my opinion, that dude's, like, our generation's Einstein.
No, but you know who's also good is the big black guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That guy's
great. You know, he's very animated.
Anybody
really smart
that they get for these Discovery Channel, I really enjoy.
And they're on every single one, and they just have new stuff to say every single time.
They're really entertaining to me.
Yeah.
And then I started watching this show called Dual Survival. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's like any of these other Survivor shows. Bear Grylls and Man versus Wild.
Yeah.
And it's
Survivor
these two,
Man.
Yeah, it's two dudes who get put in a situation, and then they more or less show you how to get it. They're training you how to deal with nature, and it's all in my 2012 ideal, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about canned beans.
I'm working out the whole Mayan prophecy thing. If it ends up being true, well, then I should be pretty good if I watch the whole season of Dual Survivor.
I think the Mayan thing is true. I don't think that survivors are gonna matter any.
Yeah, well,
we're gonna be burned up in hellfire anyway.
Well, I don't know. I really enjoy that kind of stuff, and like I said, Discovery, whoever's doing the work of casting over there, they're doing fantastic fucking job, because whenever they get people on there, they're always the most interesting people.
I just got some National Geographic stuff, one universe one and one Roman history one.
Yeah,
those are so good.
I'm not much for National Geographic. Have they gotten better over the years?
Yeah, they have.
Because, like, in my day, National Geographic, not to say my day, but, like I remember them from school when they were, like, very monotone.
Yeah.
And almost, like, kind of like KPBS or PBS.
Yeah, very
or
textbooky.
And it just, it is, like, it'll put you to sleep.
History Channel can be like that, too, but History Channel is very good. Actually, History International is very good.
You want to hear my theory on these fucking channels? The History and Discovery Channel?
Go ahead.
They put these shows on the air, like this one that I watched, the Stephen Hawking one, and the other one, the How the Universe Works. Like, they'll put this on the air, and before every commercial break, they'll be like, "And just imagine what it could do to the Earth." And then they have, like, some graphic of, like, the Earth exploding or burning or you dying from something else. And practically through the whole thing, they're threatening your life. And then right after, what comes on right after that show? Dual Survivor, learn how to survive in the world that's destroyed by comets. It's thought out. What I'm saying is what is it? Methodical?
Mm-hmm.
They're being smart about their programming, because first they're going to threaten your life, and then they're going to show you how to survive when your life's threatened. I think it's almost comical.
Well, I saw that with all the 2012 stuff for a long time. It was all that we saw 2012, Nostradamus, blah, 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 blah. Now it's barely on.
Well, and it's funny. It's just, it's kind of like Coast to Coast. Throw a plug out
for Nori.
Coast to Coast, George Woo-hoo. Nori, AM600. It's just hilarious because, like, when you listen to that show and you listen to the advertisers on that show, it's very similar. It's a, obviously, Discovery is a very
synergy
lighter version of that, but it's hilarious how the commercials fit the audience.
Do you remember the commercials for the Alex Jones radio show?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same exact thing. Same exact thing.
Perfect. You know, they're hitting their target audience.
It's like, buy gold when the government takes over, bury your gold.
Exactly, dude. And that's what Discovery's doing. If you look at their commercials that are on the station and their programming, like, they're very smart in that they're gonna set you up, and then as soon as you're set up, they're just gonna, you know.
Yeah, same thing if you read the Guns and Ammo or something like that.
I love the duality of it all, the push and pull, and the funny campaigns of marketing. I think it's interesting. I live in a commercial free world now. Like, mm-hmm. I live off of my computer and that's it. So when I go and watch somebody else's TV and I see commercials, they're so entertaining to me.
Oh,
because
they're great.
You see right through them to what they actually are. And this may be just some hippie talk, but you see that they're just so stupid. You know, and then when you do have cable and you sit there and you watch your shows like that, and those are pushed into your brain, they have no effect on you comedically or anything. They may frustrate you when they come on, but what they're doing is, like, subconsciously breaking you down.
Yeah.
And you totally see that when you see one without seeing one for so long.
The flip side of that coin also is it's a necessary evil. TV runs on that. If those commercials weren't there, it wouldn't be there.
Or they run like Netflix, to where I pay them a monthly fee. And
I mean, that's what we do with cable, but that can't support that, like, in perpetuity. Like,
well, I just think it's a business model. Obviously, Netflix has got their shit together.
Yeah, well, I think it's the same thing.
Well, I take that back. Yeah.
Or it's the same thing with...
Netflix got their shit together just like GoDaddy, dude. Yeah, dude. I mean, both those companies are doing great right now.
Yeah. But it's the same thing with the Nielsen ratings. It's an antiquated system. So, like you said, it's going to be changed into the streaming model. But the commercials and Nielsen ratings... people still base advertising off of Nielsen ratings. And Nielsen ratings are such a 60s and 50s system, it means nothing nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, not to beat a dead horse, Community gets shitty ratings, but who the fuck cares about the Nielsen ratings when 5-10 million more people watch that shit on the internet? Yeah. They don't fucking register that shit.
Or they steal it and watch it, or their friends fucking...
But they steal...
Send them versions, or...
For the most part, I watched Community, but when I was at work and I couldn't watch Community, I had to do other things. But I fucking bought the DVDs.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing of, I've heard, I mean, I don't agree with this, but I've heard artists say this. I don't care if they steal my music. Steal my music all you want. Like, download it, whatever. As long as you come to the shows, all right.
It's the same thing that we were just talking about before. It's business model. It's a different business model. Just like Netflix doesn't have to do commercials. It's moving into the business model where you're going to have to give away your product to get attention first, you know?
Exactly.
And I agree and disagree with that. I mean, to be honest, that as an artist, it would be nice to get, you know, to not have my shit stolen, or however you want to look at it. But these days you can't look at it like that. And especially if you're like behind Spacecast, which does not support SOPA.
Nope.
Then you want to leave the fucking internet free and you want to leave it open, and that's just a byproduct of it. And like you said, if you like it enough, then you're going to support the things that you like. And that's the number one thing that I encourage is support the things that you love, support the music you love, support the shows. And that's what we try to do on the podcast, is we talk about the things that we like so that hopefully other people will take notice. And hopefully that thing will be around a little bit longer for us to enjoy.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, if they try to fucking close off the internet, or if you throw a fucking fit because somebody downloaded your album, it's like, you're doing nothing but causing trouble, you know? It's more... we really got to get our sayings down. We should.
I got that thesaurus right there.
Book of sayings, you know.
I do. I have that street slang dictionary right there.
Yeah. Well, it's either that or we can just start making up our own. It's like a thorn in the foot of the giant that lives in the beanstalk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The exact same thing. I was thinking that same exact thing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Cut to commercial.
Cut. All right. Commercial. It's good. Right?
Is it going?
Yeah, it's going. Yeah,
Is it going?
Yeah, it's going.
Stop Online Piracy Act. SOPA is evil. SOPA wants to take your porn. Wants to take your internet.
Your glorious, glorious internet.
Your Facebooks.
Your Twitters.
Your knickknacks.
Your Tumblrs.
Your foozle whizzles.
And all the bells and whistles.
Ugh. And even the roast beast. Stop Online Piracy Act. Suck behind space's ass.
Yeah, and our balls.
And suck it hard.
Yeah, and you know, touch the taint a little bit. You'll like it. But fucking suck SOPA.
Touch it.
Yeah. It's all right. It won't hurt you. Touch it. Yeah, kiss the tip. It's cool. Hey guys.
Hey! Oh wait, oh we're not. Aww. Oh, we're not gonna do that this time. I guess we don't want to overkill that every time.
Well, yeah. Hey guys, we're back. How'd you like the commercial? All right, Jeff, how's it going?
You have just a way with the mic there, my friend.
Oh, dude, it's fucking wonderful.
You steer the crowd into
a frenzy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say. So, yeah. Season 3 is upon us. We got through episode 1 of season 3, and I think it went pretty well, man.
Yeah, dude. Getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, swinging our dick right in the mouth of SOPA.
Yeah, you fucking suck. I want to fucking read the internet.
Yeah, so we will be back with plenty more of this season. We still have our interview. We still have plenty of guests that we want to come...
Yeah.
By and on.
Yeah. Eiffel Tower.
And then high five over the back.
Yeah.
Well, there's much more entertainment to come. And remember, you can always contact us. We love to be contacted.
Yeah.
Remember to phone home.
Feedback. We just want feedback.
Yeah, send us your comments, hit up our Facebook, which I don't know what all that stuff is. Aaron does.
Facebook.com/\ Beyond Space Music.
Forward or back?
Backslash.
All
right. Search Beyond Space on Facebook. You'll find us. Hit the little like button, you know. We're in 3 digits now. It's cool. You're one of
them. We're in 3?
We're at 3 digits. Yeah.
Nice.
It's cool. Twitter, @ Beyond Space Bob. Behind Space with Bob, you know, B-O-B.
Follow us individually, too.
Yeah, dude. @ JeffJ6.
Yeah.
@ ASalazar6.
I'm leading a campaign right now to try to get a Police Academy episode done on Sunny.
Ooh.
So I just think there's too much likeness to some of the characters, so check that out.
Who's going to be the black guy who makes the sounds?
I was thinking probably Danny DeVito. You know, they can make it work. Anyways, yeah. We don't want to write the episode for them. No, we want them to write the episode.
Yeah, they're artists.
But you could use your imagination. Also, we've got a website. It's called behindspacemusic.com. We also have a few sponsors that help us out at the show. It's DFTA Clothing and Art for Music. .org.
Yep, yep.
And we've got new artwork that's going to be up on the podcast and new artwork for our album. And that stuff's going to be coming out really soon. I don't know if it'll be on this episode, but...
We'll try.
Yeah, we'll try. If not, probably episode 2.
Yeah.
We're going to be building the season as we go, so we'll be adding...
into the groove of things.
Yeah, we'll be adding little things, never taking away from the gorgeousness and lushness that is behind Spacecast.
Gorgeousness?
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Yeah, dude. Suck it, Webster's. We just made up a new word.
Urban Dictionary. Make it happen.
Yep.
Yep. So we're off to drink more non-alcoholic beer. And
speak for yourself, buddy. I'm going to sleep.
It's not that late, dude.
I got to work in the morning. I got to plan the robot revolution.
Oh shit! I didn't talk about video games. That's cool. I'm going home to play Saints Row.
Fuck yeah!
Saints Row the Third. It's badass.
Woo!
I'll talk about it next podcast, maybe.
You will.
Anyways, thanks for being with us. Once again, if you made it to the end of the episode, you are a soldier, a behind space soldier.
Hero.
Behind space hero.
Yeah, that's cool.
BSH.
Yeah, well, add a little badge. We'll give it to your Twitter handle or whatever. We'll shout you out if you prove it. How shall they prove that they listened to the old episode? They can't prove it.
Write a comment on our iTunes account.
Dude, like, something random that we said at the tail end. Like, you know, butterscotch. Say that.
Yeah, send us a recording of yourself saying something stupid. We'll put it on the air.
Fuck yeah.
We don't care.
Dude, send us emails. We'll read the emails verbatim on the air.
Send us naked pictures of yourselves.
Yeah, we'll describe them for the audience.
Yeah. That would be a good segment. Yeah,
fucking verbal porn.
We'll add the music behind it. It'll be where you need it to be.
Yeah. We'll do it nice and smooth.
Yeah. Slow it first and then,
speed it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll hit all the spots.
Big finish.
We know what you like.
Let's have a big finish right now.
All
right. Or some dead air.
All right. Dead air is a big finish. All right. Oh, shit. I forgot again.
Well, you've seen that before. We'll do it again.
Woo!